guys try to do CrossFit and fail dice rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Nick.
Remember that.
And today, we are back after two weeks.
Yeah, yep, just two about hiatus. 2 weeks.
The open's over, thank God.
Is it
and
over?
It's never over. It's always over. Yeah, and I hope you guys did better than we did.
All right, good.
I hope you guys did better than we did this year. So, Duh, how was your open?
Overall, I think it went well. I RX'd the last two workouts. Nice. So I hated 17.5.
That was a burner.
I think the most frustrating thing about the whole open 17.5. I was happy about 17.4 when they called it, when they announced it.
Yeah.
I RX'd it, so I did. So I guess I PR'd it from the last year I did it. Even though I didn't get as far, but you know, I at least I RX'd the weight for the deadlift. I RX'd the whole thing, so it was fun. I didn't get as far though. Like I stopped the wall ball.
I didn't get as far as I did last year. So yeah. I did it, and I think I got 49 calories on the rower, and this year I got like 37.
Nice.
No.
Nice.
No, it's not. Nice. It's like a, shoot, can't do math right now.
Math.
It is an 8 calorie decrease from last year.
So, meh.
But I think, at least for me, and we can talk about this after, it's sort of indicative of my open experience this year. So, and my training throughout the rest of the year.
How'd you do overall?
I am low, like on the local leaderboard for Guam, yeah. I am lower on the leaderboard than I was last year.
Oh.
And the people that I beat last year beat me this year.
Nice.
But I think we can go into more depth after we talk about our last 17.5.
Yeah.
So, 17.4.
I did pretty alright.
Was it fine? The deadlifts were fine. I just gassed out. That's pretty much it.
No, I gassed out on the deadlifts. Towards the end, I was doing singles. Actually, I was doing touch and goes for a good half of the deadlifts. Then, towards the end, that's when my back started to hurt.
It wasn't just my back. I just couldn't. Slow down. I could feel it in my legs. I couldn't support it anymore. So, my legs were already shaking. My back was fine, to be honest. The deadlifts was the easiest part for me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The deadlift at 255, that's relatively alright for me. It's just the number of reps. I think that's what kind of destroyed my legs.
Yeah.
17.5, I hate it so much because I hate double unders.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have it. So that slowed me down. And then I guess the really frustrating thing is not getting the double unders.
Oh, yeah.
Having to stop all the time, get stuck after one or two double unders is very frustrating. The thrusters at 95 is not so bad. It's just the whole double under. So I think I went about 6 rounds.
Yeah. I finished in 23 minutes and a couple seconds, 23 seconds, 23:03.
Yeah.
The double unders will sneak up on you if you're not conditioned.
Oh yeah. So definitely. I mean,
which is another thing that's indicative of this year's double for me. I gassed out. Dude, towards the end of 17.5, I actually started tunnel visioning out. I almost blacked out, dude. Because I was just because I was almost, I was last one left out of the whole heat.
Yeah.
And everyone's cheering me, so I kept trying to, push.
Yeah.
I just want to get this over with. So I hit ninth. I finished my ninth round, and I went 10th round. And I went on the thrusters, and I did 6 and 3.
Yeah.
And then double unders, go. So I did double unders. I think I did 15 before I stopped.
Yeah.
And I restarted, and I was going, and I think I got to 30, and my vision started going a little white.
Mm-hmm.
And it was starting to black out. I was oh shit. So
slow down.
I hit, finish, just finish before you black out. That's what I was thinking in my mind. And I heard my judge call it done. And I was I just threw my jump rope and I hit the deck. I'm nice. Trying to breathe.
Yeah.
And at least, I was holy shit.
At least you finished it.
Yeah.
I
didn't think it was, I thought I was going to do a lot better. And because thrusters are fine, double unders I'm okay at. I can hit 35 in one shot. It's just, I kept tripping myself.
Yeah.
And, I try to stay calm and not get too frustrated.
Yeah.
Because that's what a lot of people are saying. It's just don't get frustrated on double unders.
Yeah.
take a couple seconds to breathe. And
yeah, that's what happened to me. I was getting frustrated because I guess I don't really have the double unders just yet. Yeah, so I was getting frustrated like toward
At least you push yourself in. Actually,
I did. I tried the best I could. The thrusters aren't bad.
Shit, Shell did. Shell did that workout scale. She finished like 11 minutes.
Nice.
Like,
that's cool.
Damn.
Like I was debating whether to scale or not, but I know I'd finish. I wouldn't get a good workout because I wouldn't feel like I'll get a good workout because
there's only the bar, right? 45 pounds,
65
or 65.
It's not as bad.
And singles, like 35 singles.
Yeah. I'll fly through like nothing. So yeah. I wanted to challenge myself. So 95 was a good weight to challenge myself with. Yeah. Plus the double unders, which is super stupid.
That was the hardest part for a lot of people, was double unders.
Yeah. So even though I didn't finish it, I'm just happy I pushed it to as far as I could.
So how do you feel about the Open overall? Like your Open experience, like last year?
I liked it. I PR'd a lot. I RX'd a lot of the workouts compared to what I did last year.
Oh, you PR'd 16 or 17.4.
Yeah, I did.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You actually did more reps RX.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought my shoulder was going to be hurting. I remember 17.3 when all the snatches, my shoulder was starting to be a pain in the ass. But surprisingly, my shoulder held off at 17.5. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, like the thruster versus a snatch is easier on your shoulders.
Oh yeah,
you're stronger in a thruster, I would think.
Yeah.
It's same thing with me. Like when I do snatches, my forearms and my wrists really light up, but like jerks easy. Thrusters easy.
Yeah.
So I think it's just you're more stable.
So I feel confident doing the fran now. RX.
Yeah. Good luck.
I'll be slow, but I'll finish it RX though.
Yeah. I think the difference between what happened this year at the Open and why I did so,
you had a wedding.
less, it's not that. I think it's just the Open as opposed to like regionals or the games, mainly regionals, is that it pushes more cardio and it pushes, like if you have an engine, the Open's good for you because you can actually stay up there. At least we're talking about people who are like in our fitness range, right? We're not talking about people that are regionals or games bound. Those guys are just, they are all in very good shape, and their conditioning is really good. So I'm talking about guys that that their conditioning is okay. Like my conditioning is all right. It's not great. Mm-hmm. Strength-wise, I'm stronger than most people.
Yeah.
So, the Open and the workouts associated with the Open really focus on people who are very conditioned.
Oh yeah.
And which I am not. Okay. I was more conditioned, I think, last year than I am this year.
Yeah.
Or it's either. So there's two things why I ended up really low on the leaderboard, and it's not like I'm not really discouraged about it. I notice that these are where I have weaknesses now.
Yeah.
And it could be either because a lot of people that I beat last year just got super fit this year.
Oh, yeah.
Which is in the case, like one of the guys, Jason Tovis. Jason, he usually works out 5:30.
Okay.
But last year, he just started last year.
Yeah.
But he, he put the work in, man. After class, he'll go running or he'll do extra workouts.
Yeah.
And it really showed in his
dude, Rom placed like almost top 20.
Yeah.
And he just started.
Yeah. But Rom came in super fit already.
Yeah. That's so true. Super fit.
Or at least fit. So he put the work in and that's where he's at. So I think
that's good.
A lot of people just got better.
Yeah.
This past year. And I just probably haven't progressed at all. Or got a little bit weaker as far as conditioning goes, because you want to know the workout that I was able to beat all those other people at.
Where
was it? 17.3, the one with snatches.
Oh,
I beat everyone, like most of the people that were killing me on the leaderboard, like Rom, Jason. I beat them on that workout. Because I have a heavier
snatch,
than they do.
Yeah.
So I think that's the main thing. Heavy weights, like if they did, I was hoping for heavy clean. If they had heavy clean,
oh fuck yeah,
I was gonna smash it. But They didn't, so...
I think everyone will smash freaking heavy clean.
Like 225 cleans?
I can do that.
Huh?
No, I can't.
That's what I mean. I was like, man, like, yeah, cleans at 225 for RX. Like, let's go. Power clean, I don't do that. Or 185. Yeah. There was a workout, I think 2015, where it was ascending handstand push-ups, ascending power cleans at 185.
That sounds miserable.
It was amazing. It was fun. I loved it. And I don't think it was like AMRAP.
Yeah.
I mean, as many reps in like 9 or 12 minutes,
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, awesome.
But it was a pretty good workout. But
sounds miserable.
This year I focused a lot on Oli lifting.
Yeah.
So for a good like maybe 4 months out of the year, I was just doing Oli. I wasn't doing any conditioning.
Yeah.
At all.
So that's why you.
And then the 2 months leading up to the wedding.
Yeah.
Or the 2 months. August,
yeah.
And then all of September I didn't work out.
Yeah.
And when I came back, I was just so... I couldn't squat as much. Like, my back squat was low.
Yeah.
Everything was just...
Yeah.
I was just trying to get back into it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really working out as much. So, yeah. I think a combination of a lot of the guys in the gym just got
better.
A whole lot better.
Yeah.
And I just didn't put the work in. Which is fine. I mean, that's why I'm not really sad or disappointed,
yeah.
Just because I know I didn't put the work in this year.
Yeah.
Like I was supposed to. Like last year when I ended up, I'm like, man, I want to be in the top 40 last. I was in like 50, it's like high 40s. I wanted to be in the at least 30s. That's what I mean. Like under 40.
Yeah. Not bad.
But yeah. I mean, I'm fine. Like, you know what? I know I realized that I didn't put the time in. I didn't put the work in, so...
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Next year. Next year's always next year.
Next year. I guess for me, this year, I just want to gauge how well I did from last year to this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it shows that I improved. So now next year, I'm really going to try to push for to go higher on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See if I can improve again. But I'm not really, I guess I'm not really looking to try to dominate the leaderboard, actually. So.
Nah. Oh, no, I'm not trying to get number one,
yeah,
but no. I'm trying to get like top 30.
Yeah, some top 100s.
Yeah, nice.
That's good enough for me.
Man, okay. Did you see like how the top 10?
Did you see that one? Which one? Top 10?
Top 10 of the men. Like 4 of them are from the gym.
Oh yeah,
I think it's sort of indicative of our gym. You know what I mean?
That's what I was gonna ask. Like, have you been if you ever been to the other gyms? Have you? Like, compared yourself to the, compared to our gyms, our programming compared to the other gyms?
I hear, because, you know, Javin and Toshko, the Hita, Lattystone.
Yeah.
And their way they run their classes is a lot different than how we do it.
Yeah.
They actually like our classes better.
I know Unify does a lot of cardio stuff.
But I think it's just, there's a lot of, there's always a lot of pride that the gym takes.
Oh, yeah.
That takes it in. Not takes in. There's a lot of pride that the gym has for the programming,
mm-hmm.
and the way that they coach.
Yeah. I always wanted to try the different gyms just to see. Just to compare.
The CrossFit Hita didn't have a lot of guys. Like, that placed well. They had a lot of scaled guys that did really well.
Yeah.
And I follow their Instagram, and it looks like a fun gym, don't get me wrong.
Mm.
But I just think maybe the guys at our gym are very serious about,
oh, yeah,
about what they do.
Especially with the weightlifting.
Like, like Coach Ryan, Coach Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Shane. And then Kevin. Kevin was doing really well.
Fucking Kevin.
By
the way, just a little disclaimer. If you hear cats in the background, we are recording in my house again.
Oh, yeah. We come to you. We always. Every week. Mostly every week.
If you guys
to live
if you guys are wondering, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cats in the background.
That's cats.
Yeah. Did you see that one video of that one guy who did 17.4, but it's like... he will pause the video to rest, and you can...
Oh, the... CrossFit Dad?
Yeah.
I heard about it. I haven't seen it yet.
That's terrible.
I think they did it on purpose, though.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's, like, I think they did it on purpose. Just as a joke.
Like a troll.
Yeah.
God damn it.
And he submitted his scores and put his videos up. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like, it's pausing videos. What the hell? It's so obvious.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah, I heard about that. But yeah, that was my open experience this year.
Yeah, mine, but mine wasn't so bad. Just looking forward to, now I have something to really gauge myself next year because I recorded a lot of this. Now I haven't recorded, so.
I think, well, this year, I still want to do more Olympic lifting, but I don't know about, like, snatching, because, like, right now, my wrist and my forearms, the way that's going, I don't know if I want to, exacerbate my condition. So, and I don't want to be one of those people that has to take, like, ibuprofen every day before they go to the gym.
Just take it every day.
Like, I don't want to be that person, so I think I'm going to, like, slow down on a lot of, like, wide grip, like, snatches, stuff like that. But I want to, keep going to class and doing a lot more cardio.
Oh, yeah, me too. Cardio for me, like endurance, that's something I really need to work on. It's always my hindrance in any workout I'd be doing in the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really care about, well, I do care, but, like, not so much about, like say, handstand push-ups or muscle-ups. I really need to work on my conditioning.
Yeah.
So I always find myself stopping short of the workouts. Mm-hmm. I always gas out really quick. So that's something I'm going to work on this year. Let's focus on my cardio and conditioning. I also want to get my double unders down. Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pissing me off now.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I know. I have a whole year until the next open. So.
Mm-hmm.
And a muscle up.
Yep. I want to get a muscle up again. I got to get it back. So I'm going to try it.
Get it back.
I think.
Sorry, I messed up my shirt.
Well, at least I have goals. Those are my goals this year. It's like do more cardio conditioning.
Cardio conditioning, yeah.
Same and here. One, just, you know, like, I think. I'd be fine if I did the the Ole programming again, but I actually did the WOD that's associated with it.
I want to try it. I always keep saying I was trying to barbell stuff. It's just now I cannot find the time to do it because I work in the afternoons and I go in the morning, so.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, you know, it's always hard, like, you and me. Like, I have to make time now.
Yeah. I want to run, like, after the gym at night, but freaking 10 o'clock is, like, super hot.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell I'm going to run.
Just get on the bike.
Huh?
Just get on the
bike.
No,
I want to run.
No.
I want to freaking do a marathon at the end of this year, dude.
Fuck that.
Half a marathon at least.
No, it's too much time. I want to do a 3K fun run / walk.
3K, you serious?
Yeah. I want to do that 3, because there's a 3K and the 5K.
Yeah.
The 3K is the walk one.
Son of a bitch. Just to freaking do the fucking 5K, man.
Nah, man, that's too many Ks.
Yeah.
My max is 3s.
It's only 5Ks, yo.
That's a lot of Ks.
So you're part of the KKK then?
Yeah, that's the one I want.
You're a racist.
No, it's 3 strikeouts.
You're a racist.
Yeah.
All right, so that's pretty much our CrossFit, our open experience. Anything else for CrossFit you want to talk about?
No, I'm looking forward to regionals.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be fun.
That's going to be fun.
But yeah, other than that, nothing. The gym came in like 19th in Asia, so we're not going to be able to send a team this year.
What do you need to place to go? 10? Did we place higher in Guam at least?
Oh yeah, we're the best gym on Guam.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
# best gym on Guam. Mm-hmm. As far as people, I mean, come on, number 3, number 5, number 6.
Yeah, Paul. Yeah. Then Kevin's number 5. Shane's number 7. Number 8's Ryan.
Yeah. Four out of the top 10 go to our gym. And the women's side. 5 out of the top 10, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
Let me just double check.
It should be Sarah.
I'm not surprised that Sarah's on there.
Sarah's number 1. Jess.
Oops, sorry. The wrong one. Yeah, Sarah, Jess. Sarah and Jess are like 1 and 2. Sarah's 1, Jess 2.
April.
Fohi.
Yeah, April. And Tiani.
Right.
And ELG. I think Liz. Did Liz make it?
Yeah, Liz Stark. Number 11, though.
Okay. Who's number 10? Oh, who's 12?
There's 12.
Oh, there's 3 8s, that's why.
Yeah, there's 3 8s.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so 4 out of the 10 women are also going to the gym?
They all go to our gym, too.
Yeah. That's what I mean. So, that's why we're the best gym. It's like, most of the... We have at least 3 people placing in the...
Top
10.
Yeah.
You have 4. You have 4. Each, for men and women.
Top 10, yeah. Yep. Ryan, Shane, Kevin, Paul.
Yeah.
Top 20 is even more. Cool.
Yep. So, right. I mean, where we have the most, the best gym on Guam, I guess. It's pretty safe to say.
Did you get to see the role versus boss?
No. Yeah. Because you gotta watch it on Facebook.
I know.
I hate that. Like, if they played it on, if they like uploaded it to YouTube, I do it.
I'll watch,
it. But yeah. Because they don't, and like, I'm not gonna go to YouTube, wait, Facebook to watch this.
At least it wasn't a sweep.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I don't know. That's it for us for CrossFit.
Yeah,
it's not a lot, mainly because we've.
It's just the open.
Yeah, it's just the open.
It's just talk about the open.
I only went to class one day this week.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, because Michelle was in, so I had to, I stayed home.
Too. Okay. So I went 3 days. I went 3 days this week. Yeah. That's fine. All right. So, game stuff.
Game stuff.
Yeah. So if you're just here for the CrossFit stuff, bye.
Yeah. Bye. If you're here for some nerd shit, welcome.
Yeah. So, how far are you on Witcher 3 now?
Dude, like level 21.
So like level 9?
Sad. Yeah. It is amazing.
Yeah, it is. I know. I gotta start playing it again.
I like the fact that it's an R. Like, I think the more I play it, the more I like that it's a R-rated game.
Yeah. I think what's really, like, bogging me down a bit is, like, I'm doing, like, everything. Like,
oh, no, I did that. Oh, I guess I'm more, I play more than you do.
Yeah, probably not that too.
Yeah. Go, because when Shell works nights, like, I clean up whatever I need to clean up in the house. And then I'm like, oh, I guess I'll play.
Yeah.
Why not?
Other player pinks, and we need to start painting our shit.
I just got done with my Blood of Martyrs. If you saw it, I'm so happy. I'm so happy with it. My blending has gotten a little bit better.
You have Blood of Martyrs?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
I need to work on my technique again. It's like, I'm just so out of practice.
Yeah.
I've been working on modeling stuff other than painting, so.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta start working on painting now.
Yeah, so I just finished,
should have brought it, just put in your dick pictures.
Oh, I'll take pictures. I'll post it.
Yeah.
After it's done. I just got done finishing up the base.
Yeah.
And painting the lines.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I'm really tempted to get freaking Horizon.
Zero Dawn.
Zero Dawn.
I heard it's like it's very similar to Witcher.
Yeah.
And it's like, but that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because Witcher was such a good game so far.
I just like Witcher hunting. It's like freaking robot dinosaurs.
That's cool.
Robot dinosaurs. Have you seen the trailer for Destiny 2?
No.
Oh.
I'm not, okay. To be honest, like, I don't know whether or not, like, I'm really turned off about Destiny 1.
No.
Because I stopped playing, I stopped playing after the,
expansion? What is
it? The expansion? The last expansion. The Iron Lords expansion?
I stopped playing after, I haven't even played any expansions.
Well, I got to that one and I stopped playing because I just got tired of, you know, I got tired of the way Bungie kept changing the game.
Yeah.
So, like, they took away shotguns, which is my favorite gun to play in, like, PvP.
That sucks. Okay.
So, like, they nerfed it so hard that it's pretty much barely unusable.
Yeah.
And I just don't like playing it anymore. So I stopped, like, yeah, if I don't want to do PvP, because I don't have the time to do PvE, because I don't have time to do the raid.
Yeah.
The raid takes so long.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, hopefully Destiny 2 will have a storyline. That's what kind of put me off on the first Destiny. There was no story. It was just all, most of it just PvP.
Yeah.
Very little story. Like, I don't like it. Like, that's why I love Bungie when Halo came out. Like, the story was so in-depth. Plus, it has a solid PvP.
Well, I heard that the team that made Halo is not the same team that's at Bungie. It's 343 Studios is the Halo. Is the Halo offshoot from Bungie.
I mean, hopefully they have a solid storyline for Destiny 2.
Oh, no, to be honest, I didn't care. Like, I didn't care about story. It wasn't my main thing. I'm playing a shooter. I don't expect there to be a story.
I like this. I like a story in the game. That's what keeps me on playing.
Well, the thing is, so here's the thing, at least for me. If there's a game, or when I play games like MMO-style games.
Yeah.
It's not really an MMO, right? But MMO-style games.
Yeah, it's kind of like an MMO, I guess. Yeah.
MMO style games, I breeze through the levels. I just level up high enough so I can raid and play high level PvP.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's how I played WoW. I never read the stories behind it. Any of the stuff like the quests, I just like, okay, what's my objective for this quest? Must kill 10 boars. Kill 10 boars. I didn't read like why I had to kill 10 boars.
Yeah.
I just read that I had to kill 10 boars.
I know, but I guess. Because I love Halo, I love Bungie. When Bungie made Halo, I was expecting more of it like that.
Oh, you started taking
it. Like,
I wasn't a Halo player.
Yeah, so. I mean, even though like if the story is short, it's at least it's not as solid as I like it to be. You know,
That's a gripe that a lot of people had with it, the initial launch.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like a very interesting...
yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I didn't know what the game was, and then it came out. Yeah. I was like, I'll get it, because like, it looks like it's going to be fun,
yeah.
And there's a lot of hype.
Yep.
And then I played it, and I'm like, oh, it's okay. And then people were just blasting it, because they've been following this game since it.
Yeah.
Like, the
since the announcement, right?
The announcements, yeah. And they're like, man, it should have been like this, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I'm like, ah.
If it was more of a like an MMO type, like a really like WoW Guild Wars kind of thing, then I'll probably invest my time
in it. I don't think it's because it's a shooter.
Yeah. Like, it can be. I mean, just because it's a shooter doesn't mean it can't.
I don't know. I think it's...
Just do a three-man mission.
Well, I mean, I just don't think that team had it in them to actually do it that big, to make a big world like that.
I mean, if they did, I think Destiny would have been a solid game.
Oh, yeah. Like, I thought that the city would be explorable. It's not.
No, it's not.
It's just, oh, you get to go to the tower, and that's it. And then, like, I thought the zones were really small.
They were small.
It was for really small. What I thought it was going to be, like... I mean, after playing The Witcher?
Yeah, right?
It's like, wow, man, this play, like, the... Like, the game just feels huge.
Yeah.
But I think that you had to make trade-offs because it's an online cooperative type of thing.
Yeah, and then you expect them to do, like, monthly releases, but, you know, expansions to expand the universe.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I hope Destiny 2 will be better than the first one.
Oh, I'll probably pick it up. Like, same I'll probably here. Buy it, but I don't know if I'm going to play it as much as I...
Yeah, same here.
I need a shooter to get back into, because I really
Overwatch!
Don't.
Get Overwatch, we'll play with you. Come on, get it!
The thing is, the reason I don't like Overwatch is because you have to play roles.
So...
I don't want to play a role.
So what?
I'm gonna be like the player that people complain about.
Then do it then.
No.
I'll play with you. No. We'll be the two players that people complain about.
Okay. Well, if Blizzard like drops the price 50% off, I'll do it.
Okay. Okay.
Let me know. You know when that happens. I don't know when that happens.
I'll keep track.
Okay, what else? Yeah, we played Destiny 2. Oh shit, I hit level 5 or rank 5 on Hearthstone.
There's always be a Hearthstone.
Yes, there's always a Hearthstone.
Yeah.
Hit rank 5. It's the first time I've ever hit rank 5. Dude, that's golden. That's a golden epic for already hitting rank 5.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hit legend. But there's a new expansion coming out, so
sure.
Meta's going to shift.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to come out, I think it comes out the day I fucking leave.
Yeah. You can play in Japan while you're playing on the, while you're waiting in the terminal or something.
No, I'll wait until I come back. And like, because I save up, I'm a free-to-play player, so I'd never buy into any of these things.
Yeah.
I just, what do you call it? I just save up my gold, so I have like 5,200 gold.
Yeah.
So that's like 52 packs. Mm. I always get about 52 in the first week of the expansion.
Hopefully, I keep saying I'm gonna play it, but I'm gonna play it one day.
It's a card game. To be honest, it's one of those things that if I don't want to play my PS4, and I just want to chill, I open up my phone and play some games. I like card games.
Super Mario Run is on the came out on Android.
Dude, I heard a lot of people hate that game though.
Because you have to buy the rest of the stage and it's $10.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man, it's such a good game, but then
did you get the Switch?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
I usually wait till like second
second gen.
Yeah. Because there's always problems in the first one, so I wait till second gen. So yay. But I will get it though.
I thought that the Switch was going to be... I think the Switch was the NVIDIA Shield Tablet 2.
It's not. Oh.
I think it was. I think at some point like they were going to use the same processor. Because like, the processor in there is the same upgraded one. Processor of the K1.
Yeah.
I think it's like the X1.
Yeah.
So I think that was supposed to be the Shield 2. And then they just... I guess Nintendo
gave it to Nintendo. Oh, okay.
Which is pretty cool. I mean, if they can run a console off that fucking little thing. It's awesome.
I hope you can play like DS games on it.
It'll probably be a port, right?
Maybe. I don't know. Because that'll be cool.
Like the way PlayStation, the Vita is?
Yeah. You can just play offline.
Remote play.
Oh, I want to do that. So I don't have a Vita, though.
But that's enough about video games. I mean,
that's pretty much all our video games.
All our video games are old.
Yeah. That's okay. At least we're playing some video games.
Yeah.
But we did play some
new war game.
Oh, you played a new war game.
It's my new war game.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because we talked about it for a few months.
Oh yeah.
About me, like, I don't know if I'm gonna get into it, but I got a super sweet deal on Bartertown for under $40 for about, if I push it, 300 points.
Yeah. If you don't know what game we're talking about a game called Infinity by Corvus Belli.
Corvus Belli.
Yeah, it's a miniature skirmish game. It's in kind of a sci-fi setting.
Oh, no, it is a sci-fi setting.
Yeah. It's a fun game.
Yeah, it's very...
it's very tactical.
I don't know any of the lore, so because I didn't care. I just wanted to play the game because it looked like fun. I was watching a bunch of like how to play videos lately. So
yeah, that's what I was watching too.
So I was like, okay, I'll get it. I'll get into it if I get a good deal. Got a good deal.
Yeah, we're playing. Today was your first game. What'd you think about it?
It's very interesting. It's a lot different than War Machine. Don't get me wrong, I love War Machine. Yeah. And we'll probably play that the next time I come back. But it's fun. There's a lot of cool things.
Yeah.
You can do. Especially because the way you activate and the way that you can react to your opponent's game or tactics with the ARO stuff.
Yep. So that's what I like about the game too. Like because it's never you never like War Machine where you're waiting around for your turn to start in Infinity because you have the reactive order you get to react to your opponent's activations, which makes it like you're not really just waiting around. You're always doing something, and that's what really drew me into the game. Like, it's always your turn, basically.
So this is our fourth war game, and I don't know. Like, it seems okay so far.
Is it our fourth? Yeah. Oh, it's your fourth. It's my.
Oh, you count Heroescape.
Six. Cause me and Van tried the Marvel Universe.
Oh yeah, okay. Well, I mean like. More like we went you guys went deep into Heroescape, we went deep into AT, we went deep into War Machine.
I went very deep into War Machine.
Yeah, and then now we're like playing tournament level games of fucking Infinity. Yeah. By the way, I won the first game at like 180 points. Del won the second game at 300, but that was my second game. Yeah. Sorry, Del.
Still a win.
Ugh. Next time.
So good.
I tell you, they just watch the next time we play. Just watch our Instagram. I'm gonna put a video up. It's gonna be awesome.
We should put more videos up now.
But yeah, so I.
But it was a learning game for you, so it was actually fun.
I told you it was my second real game. Yeah. Like I know we did that small demo at Otaku last year.
Yeah.
And this is my second game.
That's glad you're in the game.
Yeah. Finally. So I mean, it's fun. The downside is the miniatures that I got were all assembled, so I might either figure out what I want to do with the basing and paint it. But I hate that the miniatures like are off balance. I have to like weigh down a few of them.
It's probably how the guy put it together.
No, it balances, but it's easily off balance. Oh, so I need to weigh it down with lead weights. No, lead weights. The fishing weights.
You can fit that in there?
Yeah, in the bottom. Okay. You just like open it up and crush it.
Crush it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But those models are gorgeous, though. Like, it's like one of the most well-sculpted models I've ever played.
I don't know. It's okay. I think you just have to, like, look at the lines. Like, it's a lot of square, straight lines on it because it's, like, sci-fi.
Sci-fi.
So you can paint it up really well with, like, edge highlighting, things like that.
I just like how it looks. I guess the futuristic looks actually appeal to me, so...
I think that's the reason why I kind of like put it off for a while. Because I like fantasy more than I like futuristic.
Yeah,
like I rather watch Lord of the Rings than watch Star Wars. You know what I mean?
Mm. So get out. No, I'm just kidding.
You know you're wrong.
No, I'm not. But yeah, I like that. I played two of my armies, Nomads and Hano, against Yu-Jing.
Yu-Jing.
It was fun. I like. First time playing a 300 point game. I didn't realize it takes so long.
Yeah, it took a while.
Yeah, only because of the AROs.
Yeah.
And the rule checking.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I like about this game is like the shit ton amount of rules you have to look up.
Yeah, that's I realize that's a downside too. Is that Infinity doesn't give you cards, you must look through it like on a book.
You print out the print out their armies and print out all the stats and stuff that goes with it. So they just have to flip to their pages.
We used our tablets, but it's at the same time, too.
Yeah, like, it really bogs down the game, especially if you're still learning the rules. But I think once we get proficient in it, then it'll go by quicker, hopefully. Yeah.
Well, hopefully. But yeah, I had a good time. I haven't rolled D20s in a while.
Yeah.
And it felt kind of good rolling D20s. I kind of want better D20s now, though. I don't like mine. I need to get, like, better ones.
Just because you roll bad in them?
No, I just don't like the soft edges.
Mm. Oh, you want the kind of like the smooth angler, very...
No, but like when you look at like the ones I have in there, like the smaller, small D20s.
Yeah.
Some of them are a little more rounded than others, and either if you don't have like the precision, roll boxes, then it's sort of like ambiguous.
Yeah.
So I'd rather get like a flat one.
Flat one.
I know I have like the two big dice.
Yeah.
And so like, but it's just it's gonna be hard rolling it when you have to roll three at a time.
Oh
so.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll look for go to like Southern Crafts or check out box seats for.
I need to print out the templates D20s. on cardstock material rather than using the paper.
Paper's fine for now.
For now, but then it's gonna wear out eventually. You
know, print another one. Yeah, it's like
no, that's a lot of ink.
Huh? Just send me the file. I'll print it out at work. Wait, no, I don't do that.
I'll give you the file then. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was a fun game.
Yeah. Wait till you start challenging Van and Trey.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm going to get more games in.
Yeah.
I still want to play more War Machine. That's probably after I assemble some stuff.
Like what? Like
my daughters. I want to play a Thyrilis. Thyra's next on the paint.
Yeah, Thyra.
I'll show you. Like, she's on the painting table now.
Like, you always been playing the same cast. Like, I don't know. You have new other caches you play with.
Well, I want to play the Thyra now, because the rules, I just don't have the Cav to make it work real well.
You have Cav models?
Oh. I don't have Cav models. Like, the Flamebringers are really good with her, so.
Are those the Murder Ponies?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Murder Ponies are the Tempest. The Signar Light Cav.
Okay. I thought that was, okay. Yeah.
Daughter Cav.
The next ones on my painting table is Vyros 2 and Lara. That one girl that floats. Shit, what the fuck is her name?
Isyria,
yeah.
Isyria.
So those two are going to be my next, after Thyron, which I'm almost done painting. I just need to bring out the whites a little bit more. Yeah. Or I might just leave it that way, just dirt it up a bit as if it's like just battle.
Wash shit out of it.
I will wash shit out of that thing. No, but it's those two are gonna be next on my painting table.
The White Ranger.
Oh yeah. Oh, when his unit from his house comes out, I'm gonna make it all White Rangers.
All White Rangers.
Yeah. Or maybe green.
In honor of the new Power Ranger movie.
Did you see the new Power Ranger movie?
No.
Oh, that's amazing.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that soon.
That's it. I think that's all. Anything else for tabletop gaming? Tabletop stuff. Hobbies. Putting it together.
They had a lot of cool stuff for Rhett. Did we talk about that?
Yeah, we did. Last podcast we did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was a couple weeks ago. Right? Yeah. But nothing else from War Machine, though. No. At least for me. Like, I haven't seen anything that's going to be cool.
SR-17 is not even out yet, right?
It comes out in Lock and Load. Lock and Load is the renewal of the year.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, no, I can't. No, there's nothing else. We just played Infinity. Mm-hmm. Played two games of Infinity.
Yep.
That's it.
Hopefully get more games of Infinity in.
Yeah. Eventually.
Yeah. I just think I can play 300 points with someone. I know I can play
It's always with the same person.
I know I can play with Trey. Because he has a tag. And he can play 300 points. It's just that he wasn't comfortable with the rules yet to play 300.
Yeah. We don't give a fuck. Just dive in.
Just dive right in.
If we're wrong, someone will correct us eventually.
How? We didn't even record this one.
Oh.
Whatever.
Someone will. That's it.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Recommendations?
Sure. I will go second. Just kidding.
As always. I'm just gonna put this out there. I'm gonna recommend Hearthstone.
Of course you are.
If you guys haven't been,
didn't
you
recommend that already?
I don't think I've recommended Hearthstone. We talk about it a lot, but
way too much.
There we go. Not way too much.
Way too much.
I'm going to recommend Hearthstone. If you're a noob and you've never played it, it's a card game made by Blizzard, and they pull characters out of the Warcraft universe. Not necessarily.
Oh, Warcraft universe, yeah.
The Warcraft universe, and Some of the cards reference characters. Some of them reference made up characters.
Yeah.
So, but it's the same. It's set in the same world as the World of Warcraft or the Warcraft universe.
Yeah.
But they just have a new expansion coming out this week, I think. On the 6th, April 6th.
As we mentioned earlier.
Yeah. It comes out this Thursday. Maybe. There's no official date. It says mid-April, but yeah. Everyone's speculating that it's coming out on the 6th. So, check it out. To be honest, it's going to be a bad experience for some new players to catch up. But I think with the way that there's a standard system, it's a lot easier to get into it. Instead of like trying to play in what they call wild, which is all the cards. Standard is like the newest sets from the past years. But if you're looking for a card game alternative, it is free. That's how I play. I'm free to play.
I like free.
Yeah, so I think I've only spent $5 on it.
Yeah.
Because if you spent $5, you're guaranteed a legendary.
Okay.
I think that offer still stands.
Cool.
So, yeah. Check it out.
Awesome.
Check out Hearthstone if you're not tired of me talking about it. It's probably my favorite game to play because you can play it leisurely, and especially it's on mobile, so you can play it on your tablet, your cell phone, or a computer.
I keep saying I'm gonna play it. I'm gonna play it one day.
Yeah, I'm gonna get back into it. I have it on my phone, so yeah. If like I'm bored, I'll just open it up and play a couple matches, complete some quests.
Yeah, I should do that. There's quests in there. Oh yeah,
or win with like this class.
I forgot about that.
So it's fun. Like I like card games, and because you don't really need to go anywhere to play it. Like you don't have to go to a game store to play Magic. Or
you want
to
play Magic again?
Huh? No, dude, it's worse. I don't have that kind of money. I don't have any money. Period. I'm trying to save up.
What for? What?
I'm going on a trip.
It's all right. It's okay.
No, it's not.
It's okay.
But yeah. Check out Hearthstone. Download it on the app stores. All the app stores.
I have it on my phone. I swear to God, I'm going to play it one day.
Mm.
I keep saying that.
Okay.
So I guess my turn?
Yeah.
I don't watch anime a lot. Only because Steph doesn't really like watching anime with me. But then this is...
She's not as big of a nerd as you.
But then there's this one anime that she kind of got drew into, and it's called Food Wars Shokugeki no Soma. It's pretty much a cooking anime. The cool thing about it is like from what I've been reading is like the creators of this anime, they actually team up with like an actual chef. So whatever dish you see in the anime, it's an actual dish in real life. So
okay.
That's pretty cool. There are recipes online on how to make some of the certain dishes. There's this one dish that I really want to make. It's in episode 2 of this anime. It's where the main character, Soma, he creates a furikake fried rice.
Ooh!
But it's not an ordinary furikake. He calls it a transforming furikake fried rice, where he would make the fried rice, he got the eggs, but beneath the eggs, I guess, beneath the eggs, it's like gelled chicken broth. Like he'll
like cold, like frozen.
Not frozen. Like he'll deep fry the a chicken, the chicken tip, the wing tips.
Yeah.
He'll take the oil from that, and then he'll put a gelatin to make it jello, and then he'll put on the rice, and that steaming hot rice will melt the oil.
Yeah.
Into the rice, so you have the nice chicken broth flavor and fried rice.
Oh.
So like, when I saw that, I was like, oh, I gotta try it.
That's so good.
The only thing I like about it is all the food in the anime is actually legit dishes from actual real life dishes. So a little bit of the background of the anime. This guy named Soma. His dad kind of wants him to go. Kind of better his cooking skills, so he sends him to this cooking school. And then throughout this cooking school, he challenges other chefs.
Mm-hmm.
The cool thing about the anime is like every time any character eats something very very good, like They get very orgasmic, like their clothes will come off.
Yeah.
Like
they're, oh, okay. They're all, they're it's all, very, like, traumatic.
Yeah, like they'll jizz over out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Over the top anime-ish style food orgasm. Foodgasm.
Nice.
Yeah.
What is it called again?
It's called Food Wars. Shokugeki no Soma. Yeah, I've looked up that recipe for that furikake fried rice. I'm going to try it out one day.
Nice.
So like the, and it was also the first dish. It's on the first episode. It's like a fall. I forgot what to call. I forgot what they called it, but it's like a false pot roast or meatloaf, where you don't use meat. It's mashed potatoes wrapped in bacon, with stuff, other stuff in it. But it's just mashed potatoes with bacon, and then the bacon fat when you put in the oven, it will just sink into the potatoes. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good. That's it. That's it, man.
I want to watch it now.
Watch it. You'll get hungry. Like, Sergio, yeah. You'll get really hungry.
Sit down with, like, dinner tonight, and then I'll watch it.
Yeah, don't watch it with dinner. You gotta eat it hungry.
No, I'm gonna eat. Like, ooh, this is good. That's how I watch Food Network. I watch it when I'm eating dinner.
You're eating dinner. Yeah, that's it. That's Food Wars.
Awesome.
I love it.
Yeah, you gotta check it out.
Check it out. Check it out.
Okay, well, that's it for our recommendations. So
now I'm hungry. Shit, I'm thinking about the fried rice now. Yep, that's our recommendation.
So, Del, where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram at rybarzabal. That's RYBARZABAL. I have a Snapchat, but I don't know what it is anymore. But yeah, I can try to get a hold of me there, I guess. How about you, Nick?
You can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter at enpalomo, at enpalomo.
Mm-hmm.
You can find the podcast on all the things you listen to podcasts with: Spotify,
iTunes.
Wait, no, sorry, not Spotify.
iTunes,
iTunes, Android, Google Play.
Oh yeah, Google Play and whatever
podcast app.
Yeah, podcast app you're using. Just look us up. We're on iTunes.
Yeah, we're there. Yeah. Leave us a 5-star review.
Hopefully,
please. Help us out.
You don't have to, but at least be nice in the comments.
Just help. Give us some constructive feedback.
Yeah.
As long as it's not about quality.
Quality. Yeah.
Like quality, because like
we know the quality of our podcast.
We're a little short.
Yeah.
we can't upgrade the stuff yet. Yeah. So.
You can
short of money.
You can find our Barbells and Boxcar stuff. You can find us on Facebook. Facebook.com/barbellsandboxcars or on Instagram at barbellsandboxcars. You can also find our gaming group on Facebook, Facebook.com/limitlessfails.
Yes.
And then Instagram at limitlessfails also.
And Tumblr and Twitter.
At limitlessfails. Limitlessfails is where we post our gaming stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we post our workout stuff at Barbells and Boxcars.
Yeah.
Sometimes we should put more stuff in there.
Well, I don't record stuff when I'm working out, so
I do.
It's kinda hard. Yeah, you do. Post there. I think the last time
don't
I did,
you post there?
Yeah, only when I'm doing like Oli stuff because yeah. I'm in one place. Like I can't do stuff like when I'm doing WADs.
That's true, man.
Maybe I'd set up like a
the GoPro, dude. You
GoPro. Time lapse GoPro.
Yeah,
yeah.
We should do that. But you go to the afternoon. I go to the freaking morning.
I'll do that. Maybe I'll do that. Set up the GoPro there.
Yeah. Also, if you're from Guam and you're looking for a gym, a CrossFit gym, we would highly recommend CrossFit Gulf Megacut Custom Fitness. It is located in Anigua, just right behind the 76.
Yep.
It's like for the giant lion.
Number 19 in Asia.
Yeah. Best on Guam.
Best on Guam.
Yeah. Just putting it out there.
So that's pretty much it.
That's it.
So we'll see you guys on the next episode. Hopefully in 2 weeks, I'm going to be gone.
I'm probably trying to record something with Ben.
Okay.
Maybe. We'll see.
See, if you follow me on Instagram and Snapchat, you can follow my Osaka adventure.
Yeah.
From 6 to the 12th.
6 to the 12th.
Yeah.
Sweet. So that is episode 20 of Barbells and Boxcars.
Drop the controller.
And get at it. You didn't see our name. You didn't sign out. That's fine.
I was like,
that's a shame.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
I forgot. I was like, you're like, drop my. Oh shit. Stop. You started going.